In 1979, an Iranian revolution established a strict Islamic regime. As a result, persecutions against the Christian population intensified and is still evident until today. The regime has kicked out missionaries. They have banned Bibles and churches. It is illegal to evangelize. Moreover, many pastors and believers have been killed. What remained for the believers in Iran were the small emerging Iranian churches that many thought would not survive. However, filled by their passion for the Lord, these churches have multiplied exponentially through the years. Further, many Muslims in Iran have been converting to Christianity. Reports have been claiming that there are now over 1 million believers in Iran who are secretly practicing their Christian faith. The Iranian constitution recognizes a few religious minorities. Armenian and Assyrian Christians can practice their religion, but they are banned from preaching to other Iranians or even letting them into their churches. Those who converted to Christianity from Islam can only practice their faith in secret, in so-called house churches. Iran is one of the least Catholic countries in the world. The recently renamed Latin Catholic Archdiocese of Tehran, Isfahan, has 6 parishes and around 2,000 Catholics, belonging to a recognized religious minority within an Islamic republic. Catholic churches in Iran are closely monitored with surveillance cameras by the government, and religious schools are limited in what they can teach. Conversion from Islam to Christianity can be a crime meriting a sentence of more than 10 years of imprisonment. Human rights groups say the government has a history of arresting or executing religious minorities and protesters, charging them with offenses including blasphemy, enmity against God, anti-regime propaganda, or violating the country's strict Islamic dress code. In 2021, Iran failed to renew the visa of a 75-year-old religious sister who had spent decades in the country caring for people with leprosy and educating orphans and refugees. She and the 77-year-old sister who lived with her were the last remaining religious sisters in the region. Despite the Islamic regime's strong push for greater control over the Christian minority group, it seems that more and more Iranians are waking up to the reality. Much of Iran's young population has grown tired of the regime's oppressive religious rule, which often distorts Islamic teachings. The youth have become restless and have looked toward an alternative to the regime and Islam. In 2016, the fastest growing evangelical church in the world was the Iranian church. The rate of Christian conversion in the Islamic nation is alarming Iranian leaders. In a Shia Muslim leader gathering, Intelligence Minister Mohammad Alavi admitted that mass Christian conversions are happening right under their eyes. Therefore, he decided to take action and connect with Christian converts for more questioning. Moreover, Mohammed is cooperating with Muslim religious seminaries to fight the threat that their religion is facing. Iranians are now the most open to the gospel of all Muslim countries in the Middle East. Church leaders are expecting that conversions will continue to rise. Meanwhile, one house church leader shared, "If we remain faithful to our calling, our conviction is that it is possible to see the nation transformed within our lifetime. Because Iran is a strategic gateway nation, the growing church in Iran will impact Muslim nations across the Islamic world." In short, the Lord is strategically planting churches across the nation of Iran. This is where revival for the Muslims has sparked. For Christians worldwide, it is an important time to intercede for our brothers and sisters in Iran who are spreading the gospel. Thank you.